This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. I was interested to read that Plato, the Greek philosopher, said, "We must lay hold of the best human opinion in order that, borne by it as on a raft, we may sail over the dangerous sea of life, unless we can find a stronger boat or some sure word of God which will more surely and safely carry us." As we saw in our previous study of 1 and 2 Peter, he declares clearly that we have in the Bible a sure word of God which will surely and safely carry us over the dangerous sea of life. We answered 5 of the 6 interrogatives in our last study. Let's consider the question, why? Why did God give us his word, the Bible? God uses his word to give us new life, according to 1 Peter 1:23. In this new life, we can be purified by obeying God's word and nourished for growth by desiring or craving it. It is our ultimate source of hope as we face the future, because God promises to keep his word. We are foolish to disobey God's word because we will stumble and fail in life if we do. If we tamper with God's word, it will be to our own destruction. 2 final things Peter said is there are some things in God's word that are not easy to understand, according to 2 Peter 3:16. I was intrigued to note that when believing women are married to unbelieving husbands, they are to win them by their behavior and character. Their lives are the only Bible their husbands might read. To the degree our lives conform to the Word of God, we will be effective in sharing God's Word with others. Now you see why it's important to hide God's Word in your heart and heed it in your behavior.